You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, we're back. It's show 400. We've got a great show. It's holiday time. Juan has been playing some great music. I've been thanking people left and right and talking about some great guests that we've had. But today we've got some of the best guests of all. We've got Simon Kofsky and Shane Kofsky. They're my niece and nephew. I brought them on show 400 because I want to give them a glimpse into the future. They'll be on show 800 too when they're getting out of college. So, Simon, tell me, what didn't you bring today that you wish you would have brought?
My trumpet.
Oh, yeah, why?
Just always fun to play.
Yeah, well, I think it would be great. Wanda, can we do a trumpet thing sometime? Do we know how to, like, do a musical event in this studio?
A trumpet thing?
Yeah, like when a kid plays a trumpet and he can, like, give us a musical interlude?
Sure.
All right, well, we'll
do
that next time.
We can do any trumpet thing.
And what didn't you bring? You did bring something, but you didn't bring it to the radio show.
I brought my guitar.
That's right. So we got a couple of players here. Is that it?
Well, maybe you guys can work up a theme for music for the show, and we can just play it all the time. So you guys work it up. It's like a score. And then there it is. Boom. It's like a family business.
Yeah, you can drop the mic.
Keeping it in the family, babe.
You can drop the mic. Like that.
Dropped.
There you go. Exactly. I like that. Now, tell me, guys, what's the thing that you've seen on TV that you think is the most interesting thing that you've seen lately? Simon, you go. Oh, Shayna goes first because you're worried. Okay, Shayna, what do you like? You have anything?
Well, I don't watch the news that much, but I like watching shows like The Voice.
Okay, so what have you seen on The Voice that you found to be interesting?
I feel like it's really cool how they have a bunch of different singers from different backgrounds just going on the show. I think that's really cool.
Well, I think that's cool right there. Just a young person with an appreciation for the multicultural world. And she's from Atlanta, for crying out loud. Imagine if she was from Miami. She'd be living it every day. Simon, what do you find interesting out there?
I watch a lot of football on TV, and I find it interesting how one tiny thing, one play, can impact a team's entire season. Such as if their quarterback gets injured, that's pretty much their season.
Well, and what do you think I think that's a great analogy for things that go on just in the real world. Do you think that's sort of like parallels things that can happen in life, if one small thing can change things?
Yeah, one small thing can cause a large effect.
Yeah, I know. Now, Shayna, what's an example of one thing that you've seen go one way and then it kind of has an impact on something?
Well, I guess when people are just, like, nice and positive to each other, it can really make someone's day.
Oh, my gosh. This is exactly what I want to be putting out there. See, we got hope, America. It's not all that negative stuff that you see on the news stations. This is what the real world is. We should be having more of this. Now, Simon, what do you think about Wanda's T-shirt with Mr. Bubble? What do you think about Mr. Bubble?
I think Mr. Bubble's very fun and makes everyone smile when she walks in the room.
All right. Wanda.
That's good to hear.
Wanda, see that? You got
After
this.
After all these years, he's still got it, Mr. Bubble.
He sure does. You bring him to the party every time. I love Mr. Bubble. Of course, it's got to be the Mr. Bubble.
He kills it every time.
It's got to be from the soap, though. You can't make the natural bubbles. That's not really the best
all
part
right.
of the bath. Exactly. Right. Now, Shayna, what do you think about Mr. Bubble? You like Mr. Bubble?
Yeah, I think he's pretty funny, too.
All right, cool. All right, now listen, we talked a little bit about the future with the kids. Now I want to talk about the things that I see is going to be happening. And what I see is going to be happening is that we're going to have a continuing improving economy, believe it or not. I think that we're going to continue to go along. I think that it's going to be okay. Everybody should calm down, not get all freaky-deaky about everything. I think that right now you're seeing the Fed make some moves on interest rates that make sense because they need to have some room to negotiate. I think that you're seeing the executive branch. Now, we don't talk politics much on the show, but I think right now you will see the executive branch, and I think that they're staking out some positions that they can have some maneuvering room. You don't have to necessarily like their positions. You can't like everything, but you have to appreciate the fact that at least they're working to create some space between us and some of the people we're negotiating against rather than just cajoling them and saying everything's gonna be okay. Let's see, going back to the kids, have you noticed anything with global warming? Does that impact your life at all? No is a fine answer. No, right? No?
No.
Shayna, global warming?
Not really where we live.
Well, see, one of the things that I've noticed about Atlanta is that there are more pop-up rain showers in the summertime than there used to be when I was driving through there. And we were there, I was there one time, as a real big, let's see, what was it? A big, where it didn't rain a lot. So what do they call that? A drought.
A drought.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting old, so I can't remember. But from my house, I can see a lot of the different changes in the tides, and it really is kind of scary. But I got a feeling that one of the people that's your age is going to come up with a solution. Wanda, how much more time do we have in this segment?
As much time as you'd like, Jim.
I love that. Okay, I love having lots of time in the segment. So I believe that the 2017 is going to be a positive year for the economy, but the most positive thing that I can foresee happening in 2017 is Vivian's going to get a kidney.
That sounds good.
I'm telling you, this is the year that Vivian's getting a kidney. It's been 3 years. It's been 300.
So be it.
And 65 days for 3 years is almost 1,000. It's more than 1,000 days, isn't it? That's a freaking lifetime is what it seems like to me. And she's tough as nails. She goes to that place. They stick that big needle in her arm, and she comes home, and she does the best she can, and it ain't easy. It ain't easy, but we're going to find her a kidney. We had those guys in town last week, 2 weeks ago. They went up. They did all kinds of promotions at the different synagogues. We're going to have them back. We're going to help Beanie Mason go meet some people, and she's going to help people understand that you can give a kidney to somebody as a donor and still have four kids and be an instructor and all physically fit and everything. So it's great. So this is the year that that's going to happen. This is the year where the mortgage business is going to start cranking, and we're going to do some great mortgages, more mortgages, help a lot of people out, because that's really what it's all about. You know, you heard Shana and you heard Simon talking about how they wanted to do some positive things, that they enjoyed the positive things that they see out there, because isn't it the way we are when we get started that we're positive? And then it's the things that come up around us that maybe tinge our perspective just a little. Well, we need to get back and peel away all of that negativity and get back to the childlike view that Shana and Simon espoused. Yeah, you can't be Pollyanna, but you do have to have some positive energy. You've got to realize that there is good stuff out there, that good things are going to happen. That's what it's all about here. We get Michael Cooper on, we get Brewster Kell on. Wanda and I try to pump positive energy at everybody all the time. Our show is all about positive energy and bringing positive energy to you. And that's right, because without you, we wouldn't have a show. Brewster Kell would come on and say, it's all about you. But what I want to come on and say is that it's all about us. If you noticed, again, what the young people said, they said that they liked the things that showed the diversity and the community. If you saw the faces behind our show, I'll just give them to you. You've got a complete collection of everybody, and everything runs and does our show. It's just the greatest. And what is it about my show that's the most important to the community as far as I'm concerned? Well, what I want to do is make sure I leave you with one word every week. And that word, Wanda, play the music. That word's coming up in the music as soon as I hit Wanda too fast. But this is what we want everybody to be when they listen to our show. We want them to feel like this at all times. Wanda, run it.
What?
Oh, I thought you had music. I miss this guy. I can't believe he's gone.
You miss him already.
Yeah, I do.
But look what he left behind, man.
He left behind this. All his great stuff.
He left it around. I love it when they leave good stuff behind.
If they do, they do. They did leave good stuff behind.
No bills.
No bills, just good stuff, happy
Thank
stuff.
You.
That's right. We just want people to be bouncing and being happy.
Thanks for being here.
That's it. Play a little music. We're going to come back with the fourth segment. The fourth segment's going to be all about you, so stick with us. It's going to be great. I can't wait. Wanda, make me bounce.